The Traveler's Journal, June 27th, advising that if the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it. The advantages of modern transportation notwithstanding, walking remains the best way to really get intimate with a place, in addition to providing a proper respect for distances and numerous chances to contemplate the scenery. Walking fosters a sense of accomplishment and a healthy appetite. But whether strolling city streets or hiking mountain trails, make sure your footwear fits the task. Sneakers may be fine for getting around town, but more rugged terrain requires added support. Lightweight walking shoes and sports sandals have improved dramatically in recent years, but good hiking boots should still feature protective soles that flex at the ball of the foot, durable fabric, strong lacing, and waterproof seams. Buy a bit more sole and side support than you need, but don't overdo it. Except for the most rugged trails and conditions, good fit is more important than thick soles. A Chinese proverb says, "To forget your troubles, wear tight shoes." A good fit means you're not aware of wearing anything on your feet. Boots should be widest where your foot's widest. Heels and instep should fit snugly, with a thumbnail's worth of wiggle room in the front for your toes. When shopping, try on boots with the socks you'd normally wear hiking, and if you'll be carrying a heavy backpack, wear it. The extra weight can cause your foot to spread. Finally, get your feet acquainted with your new shoes before you go. Even the best boots can rub in unfamiliar places, and a nagging blister will still ruin a good hike. Tomorrow, we'll visit places to put those new shoes through their paces. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.